It's Friday, the 1st of October. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday.
What? What? Kyle, speak up. I can't hear you. What?
Oh, but you can.
I can because we're in the beautiful Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio. And even though it's bikes and songs outside, I can still hear myself.
It's,
and you.
Yes.
And they can hear us. How cool is that?
Have you taken in any of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue yet?
I have not. I hope to try to take in some Saturday evening. You know, they expect this year to be bigger than ever because it has been made a Harley Riders Club destination, pin destination. There's 1.2 million members of the Harley Riders Club.
Are they all going to be here?
Well, I doubt it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get here today.
That's probably true.
The good news. Mm-hmm. Is that not all of Bikes and Songs is now focused on Dixon Street.
Right. There, it when it started, it was concentrated, and it's kind of spread out now.
Now it's the Arkansas Music Pavilion. Mm-hmm. It's the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Right.
And it's the Baum Stadium parking lot / Tyson Track Center
right.
area. So here's what's going on if you're not one of the ones running for higher ground. Tonight at the Amp, Pat Travers and Rick Derringer.
Two legendary rock guitarists.
Classic rock and roll. Tickets start at $10. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, the Black Crowes at the Amp.
That will attract a crowd.
Tickets start at $20. Show starts at 7 o'clock. There's a barbecue tasting at 6:30 today at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. The first 3,500 who pay $5 get to taste the barbecue competition.
Oh.
The Parade of Power, which I personally love, starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
And where does that begin?
It's a new route. It starts at the University of Arkansas parking lot number 56, which is the corner of 6th Street / Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Boulevard and Razorback Road. You can find out more at bikesbluesandbbq.org, at the official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue information booth, which is at the corner of Dixon and West Avenue, in the Northwest Arkansas Times, or in today's What's Up when we've got all the schedules and a story about the Black Crowes.
There you go.
Now, if you'd rather be anywhere but Fayetteville.
Yes.
We got you covered. Springdale mm-hmm. has a family fiesta at the Springdale Civic Center tomorrow.
That's on 265.
11 to 3 has music, a fashion show, all sorts of food and fun in the name of diversity and domestic violence awareness. The American Girl Fashion Shows are tomorrow and Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, 12:30 and 4 o'clock. Darling little girls dressed up in the American Girl doll fashions. It's a fundraiser for the ACO, and it's the company picks one nonprofit in a state to get to do this, and ACO is it. So tickets are $35. You can find out more at 751-5441. And the Music of Our Lives is open at the Shiloh Museum. It's an exhibit exploring the role music has played in the Ozarks. And that's 10 to 5 on Saturday, and it's my favorite word.
Free.
Going on north in Rogers. There is the Fall in Love with Hobbs Fall Festival at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area. Starts at 10, includes living history, guided hikes, nature programs, Dutch oven demonstrations, and live music. It also is
free.
Honky Tonk, Portraits of Country Music, 1972 to 1981. At the Rogers Historical Museum, it's a traveling exhibition of photographs by Henry Horenstein, who went on to be a much renowned photographer. And it's open 10 to 5 on Saturday. And also
free.
There's a fall festival at the Center for Nonprofits at St. Mary's in Rogers with Scarecrow Building, a plant sale, and live music from 11 to 4. And Nonsense is tomorrow night at Rogers Little Theater. Tonight at 5:30 is Oktoberfest.
First Friday.
And they're going to have live Volks music and polkas.
Yes, and chicken dance. They're going to try to set the Bentonville record for most people participating in a chicken dance.
This is what horror sounds like on the radio. There's also an exhibit that you really must see if you sort of like bikes and songs. It's called The Bike Riders, and it's a photographic study of outlaw bikers by a photographer named Danny Lyon, who is a huge documentary still photographer. It's at Crystal Bridges at the Massey in Bentonville, and it's open from 10 to 5 tomorrow and 1 to 5 on Sunday. Still going north in Bella Vista. Live on stage in Northwest Arkansas kicks off its season with the Dallas Brass at 2 o'clock Sunday. It's actually at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. And tickets are $25 for adults and $5 for students. P. Ridge has a special event at the military park called Gorillas, Guitars, and Guards. It's sponsored by the Heritage Trail Partners, and it starts at noon on Saturday. And admission is $5 to $10 for that. The Arkansas Apple Festival is this weekend in Lincoln. Arts and Crafts today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and a parade at 10 o'clock Saturday. Eureka Springs has Corvette Weekend. And I would endorse a visit to Iris at the Basin Park on Saturday, because there's an artist there I really want you to go meet.
And who is that?
His name is James Dean. No, not that one.
Right.
And he is the painter of the Pete the Cat series.
I don't know Pete the Cat.
You've heard of the New Orleans Blue Dog.
Yes, very much so.
When we were in New Orleans a couple of years ago, we met Pete the Cat. James Dean is actually from Atlanta, but a gallery there had Pete the Cat, who is a blue cat.
Oh, okay.
And Pete the Cat is great fun. There's an image of Pete the Cat with God reaching down and touching his head with one finger. And there's an image of Pete the Cat looking at the lovers. And Pete the Cat as one of the lovers. And I love Pete the Cat. And James Dean will be there signing things and talking to people from 1 to 4 and 6 to 9 on Saturday. Nicest man you'll ever meet.
And it's in the Basin Park?
It's Iris at the Basin Park, which is right next to the Basin Park on Spring Street.
Absolutely.
And in Fort Smith.
Yes.
Radney Foster.
Ah, I love Radney Foster's music.
So tell us about him.
Well, I think you would classify him somewhere between Americana and country western. Clever lyrics, great musician.
USA Today called his latest solo effort Revival one of the best albums of the year. And he is playing at Second Street Live in Fort Smith at 7:30 today.
Should be a great show.
Tickets are $35 at 719-8783. There's also a production of Eat Your Heart Out at Fort Smith Little Theater. I really would like to see this show, and I'm not going to get to it. It's at 8 o'clock, and it's a play about waiting while you're waiting.
Is this the last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about a waiter in New York
waiting
tables while he's waiting to get his break on Broadway. It should be fun. 783-2966. The Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair wraps up this weekend in Fort Smith with Mr. Cabbage Head and the Screaming Radishes tonight and freestyle bullfighting.
What is freestyle bullfighting?
I don't know.
I've seen that listed in the information.
But I'm terrified and I'm not sure I want to know.
No.
But it's tomorrow night.
Okay.
And admission to the fair is $6 for adults. In Alma, tomorrow night at 8, The Light in the Piazza, a 6 Tony Award winner, is stopping for one night only at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $20. And if that doesn't get you out of town, you know, hole up and read a book.
I was going to say, just get a blanket and stay on the couch.
Get your blankie and stay on the couch, and we'll come back Sunday and tell you some other things you can do.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday.